The issue of grace is something that we can never exhaust. And nobody anywhere has been able to fully digest, understand, and explain the misery of grace. Grace takes pride out of a man. Because that's what makes you who you are. You remember what Paul said? He said, by your grace, I am who I am. Nobody is anything other than what the grace of God upon his life has provided. If it is by your work, if it is by your knowledge, if it's by your qualification, it's important for you to realize that there are those who have done more than you did. They are not where you are. There are those who have done more than you did. They don't have what you have. There are those who know more than you did. They are dead. I think one even needs to be alive to struggle to say he wants to be this, he wants to be that. Those who are dead, what can they become? Grace humbles a man. And above all, after this weekend, I pray that you will enjoy more grace. Amen. Did you hear me?
Amen.
You enjoy more of what?
Grace.
More grace. If not by grace. Two people go to hospital, they have the same sickness. The doctor gives them the same medicine because they have the same sickness. One got healed, the other one died. What's your explanation for that? The role of grace. Grace will sort you out.
Amen.
I say grace will sort you out.
Amen.
I was traveling to Lagos, my wife and two others. There's this long bridge you call Baga Bridge before you get to Lagos. Long bridge like that after Mountain of Fire. Then I ran into a traffic. And I thought it's the usual Lagos traffic. And I didn't know that armed robbers have stopped us. And they have also cornered us at the back. So you can't turn on the bridge. And they were robbing us one by one. When it's your turn, you move to them. Then you come out and open your box and bring out your stuff. And when I saw them, it was 7 p.m. I can't turn back. They are armed. You can't run. They will kill you. So when I got there, the leader bent to look at me through the window. He was there. Baby. He was right. Baby. Emma Loza. Next. Oh. What do you call that?
Grace.
I wasn't dressed in any special way. My car was not a special car. I had no collar on, nothing, nothing. But he said to me, as for you, in your own case, turn your steering like this and go. Next.
My God.
Do I then get to Lagos and say, it was my faith. Which faith? There are Christians on the queue. Three months ago, I was in Milan, and I had privilege to preach to the migrants that came from all over the place, and the Italian government put them in one place. They huddled them in one place in a dormitory, all of them, small children, women, all of them, 1,000 of them. And as I was speaking with some of them, I discovered that they're genuine Christians from Albania. War drove them out of their homes as Christians. There is no pride anywhere in any man other than what the grace of God has provided. Look at the way it happened. The Bible says that this man of grace, if you will go to the next level at all, grace must escort you there. Amen. Otherwise, you are going nowhere. Wherever grace does not bring you, you won't stay long there. The Bible says, this man of grace, and it is my prayer, you will meet a man of grace.
Amen.
There are people of grace. There are men of grace. You see them, grace is all over them. Their middle name is grace. The aura of grace surrounds them. Difficult things they do simply. What strong men do is what they do as weak. What powerful people do is what they do as not powerful. What rich men do is what they use their coins to achieve. What you have, how much you have, is not what is important. It's how much grace you have. Because the Bible says, he said, Paul said, my grace is sufficient. Money may not be sufficient, but grace is always sufficient. How did it happen? The Bible says this man of grace went out early in the morning. He went out early in the morning and found people. That's the way grace works. It's grace that finds you. You don't find it. Do you know where it is? It's grace who finds you. I found them where they were loitering idle and asked them, you don't have job. They don't have job. Would you like to work? We like to work. This is the work. For how much? One penny a day, they were grateful. Move in. The man of grace went out again in the third hour of the day and found another group. It's the grace that finds you. It's the grace that came down to us. If we were asked to go up to him, how do you do it? It's grace that found us. Found us where we were stranded. It was grace that found us where we were stranded. It was grace that found us. Third hour of the day. These fellows had no negotiation to their transaction. He said, you don't have job, we don't have job. We like to work, we like to work. All right. Get into that field and join those who are working there. He said, whatever is right, I'll give you. Grace gives what is right. You will know what be shortchanged.
Amen.
Those of you who are opting into the pathway of grace, you will get what is right.
Amen.
You get what is right. These ones had no bargain. Ninth hour of the day, grace came out again looking for people and found them. left hour, 3 p.m., grace kept going around. If you miss it at 9, don't worry. Don't go and hang yourself. Keep coming, because by 12 o'clock, he's coming around again. If you miss it at 12 o'clock, come around at 3 o'clock. Grace will be on parade. If you miss it at 3 o'clock, don't write yourself up. 1 hour to close and come. The people that I found that did not receive grace are those who didn't come at all. And there are people who will say, they've almost closed. What am I going to do there? I was sharing the grace in a meeting I was doing in the stadium when one woman entered, and it was the grace we were sharing that healed her.
Oh my God.
I was doing a night vigil in the stadium, and the gates were closed at midnight. And one sick woman crawled all the way to the gate of the stadium, and the door was shut. The gate was shut. Because the stadium in Ilorin had time to close. And sat there weeping. Then one man came and said, "You want to enter?" She said, "Yes. But because I'm sick, I couldn't walk fast enough to arrive before the gate closed." The man bent down and said, "Can you mount my back?" The woman did. Then the man lifted her up and became taller than a normal person until the hand of the woman could hold the fence. And he said, "Hold the fence and sit on top of the fence." Then the man jumped over the fence on the other side and raised his back to the level that the woman could also sit, and brought the woman down. I said, "Let me escort you to where they are doing the prayer." And brought her to the door of the indoor sports hall stadium in Ilorin. And said, "That is where they are doing the prayer." The woman looked back to say, "Thank you." The man disappeared. And that night, when I had finished preaching and I was asking those who have testimonies to come forward because they were healed, this woman was the first person to come forward. And we would never even have known how she crossed over. She wanted to give the testimony of her healing, but she also needed to tell the story of how she came. When you can't climb and you find a lift, then you will climb.
Amen. Amen.
When you can't climb and you find a human lift, then you will climb. You will be on the inside.
Amen.
The door will open.
Amen.
If the door doesn't open, you fly over the fence.
Amen.
You will get there.
Amen.
You will not be shut out.
Amen.
Your miracle will come.
Amen.
Through a man of grace.
Amen.
Say amen 3 times.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The only person that didn't receive was the person that didn't come at all. If you, and how would you come 1 hour to the time? You were banking on the favor of the employer. Otherwise, you wouldn't come. You would have written yourself off. You would have condemned yourself. You would have said, "What more am I going to do there? It's 1 hour to closing." But you came, and your coming at all, therefore, had proved that you were depending on the benevolence of the employer. You are not reckoning with your working time anymore. You are reckoning with the goodness of the good man. The Bible says the man is a good man. And when it was pay time, see how grace works. Grace said, "Those who came last should be paid first. Those whose coming depended on my benevolence should be paid first. Those who had no bargain to their labor. They depended on my benevolence. They should be paid first. Those who believed in my goodness should be paid first. Those who still came, even though we were about to close, they should be paid first because they invested more faith. They should be paid first. And how much were they going to be paid? How much was promised those who came early? 1 penny a day. That's what they're going to get. And he told them, he said, what is right? They will get. You get what is right. Forget about your qualification and when you came. You get paid. And you get what is right. As for the deficit in your time of arrival, as for the deficit in your qualification, as for those demerits that will not normally put you at par with first timers and those early arrivers, leave that to the grace of God. As for your fears, as for your embarrassments, as for your limitations and what you don't have, what you don't know, and the rest of it, leave that to the grace of God. The greatest problem that people who are beneficiaries of grace have is those who don't enjoy grace. You know, while the people who came at 5 p.m. and 3 p.m., 12 p.m., 9 a.m. were being paid, those who came at 6 o'clock who are long neck, how much did they give you? How much did they give you? What is your own concern about how much they give me? Leave me to my fortune. Leave me to faith. Leave me to grace. Leave me to the good man. How much did they pay you? Long neck. When they were counting their money, those fellows were asked, how much did they give you? And then they started questioning the good man, why do you give them that amount? We've been here since morning. Those who came without bargain, those who depended on the grace of the good man, were people who were hopeless. Those who came on a bargain of 1 penny a day, they already know how much they will get when we close. Do you know in Nigeria, people go to work and owe before they go? And say, come back at 6 p.m. Because they are sure of how much they will come back with. When you are not sure of how much you come back with, do you promise people? One day, one man phoned me and said he was coming to do Thanksgiving. I said, thank God, I'm going to wait for you. He said, the prayer I prayed for him to get visa to go to Germany, he got visa. He performed in Frankfurt. He performed in Berlin. People were lining up outside. They were getting ticket to come in to watch the show. And so he was happy he had come back. And he's coming to do Thanksgiving. Then I called the printer who printed posters on credit. All the handbills I printed on credit. I called him, I said, So, in fact, the printer arrived earlier. And asked me as the man come, I say, wait outside. I say, wait outside, the man is coming. Now the man came and sat down and said, he really thanked God how God had the prayers that he performed in Frankfurt. He performed in Bali. I said, I've had that. I've had that on phone. This thing that you say. Then I beg, do the Thanksgiving. He said, yes, that he's coming to that, but he needed to let me know what God has done. I said, you have said that. I don't want, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in God. You know what? This man then put his hand in his pocket and brought a Bible that they wrote Berlin 96 for Thanksgiving. My eye turned. So I said, oh God, go. Leave here. As I escorted him out, the preacher rushed in and said, "Yeah, Java, see Bairo, Berlin 96. You know, sometimes when you put your hope on a man, you become disappointed. But when you put your hope in God, the Bible says those who put their trust in him will never be put to shame. He said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous enters into it and he is saved. Those who had a bargain in the morning can promise somebody. Those who had a bargain in the morning can tell somebody they are owing to come back in the evening. But there is a man that had no hope on anything. His hope is in the Lord. His hope is in the goodness of the good man. Those ones are to be paid first. And then when they challenge the good man, why do you pay him that amount? Why are you paying them the same amount as you are paying us? This is the problem. The man said, when you came in the morning, we had a bargain. There should be no labor crisis here. We had a bargain. We had an agreement. And that's what I've paid you. So take your money and leave here. That's not how to go. When you see grace, you don't challenge grace. You celebrate grace. If these people who are complaining had recognized grace when it appeared that this man is a good man, and the rather went to him and even do the Yoruba man. Omadasa. Ajepe ayesa. Konibajesa. You are such a good man. Those who came 1 hour ago, you gave them the same amount with us. That tells you you are a good man. God bless you, sir. It will not finish, sir. You don't challenge grace. You appeal to grace. If these people have done that, the man was capable of putting his hand into his pocket and even do what? But when you challenge grace, grace will exit you. Say, take your money and leave here. I don't want to see you around. When you see grace, I saw grace. I shared with Pastor this afternoon. In one day we were at home and a policewoman brought a baby, a day old, as it were. There's a cattle market just just about 3 kilometers away from where I live. One woman had a baby and threw the baby inside the bush behind the cattle market. In this part of the world, those who rear cattle fence them in. That's, you do a ranch where they stay in. They don't go around. In my country, we are yet to learn that. What the Fulanis do is to escort their cattle out to go and graze in the morning, and in the evening escort them back. This man was taking them out in the morning in their numbers. And he saw that as the cattle were going on a line, they got to a point and detour and then joined the road again. He didn't bother. When they were coming back in the evening, they got to that same spot and the cattle detour and joined the line again. Then the Fulani man decided to go and check, because sometimes a viper, a snake could be there and the cattle don't want to get hurt. And got there and saw a baby that has been there since yesterday with the placenta. And ants have gathered all around that child. Cattle that was supposed to walk over the child in the morning, they got to the child and showed favor. They were coming back in the evening, they got to the child and showed mercy. And the Fulani man then carried the baby and was shaking off the ants and dust. This child had been there since yesterday and is still alive. What do you call that? We took care, wash him, he's a boy, and he's healthy. And there are those, you put light, you put, okay. They still die. But one has been there since yesterday, covered by ants. Cattle should have walked over it. The cattle saw it and excused it. That child of destiny is now in school. He refused to die. When grace has shown up, you celebrate it. And grace brought you to where you are now. Nobody got to where he is by any strength of his own. Grace brought you to where you are now. Many things have happened to you in the past that should have destroyed you totally, but grace will not let it. Many things have happened to you in the past that have taken you off the map, but you are still on the map. Some things you did and nothing happened. Somebody else did and died. Some things you ate, stomachache self, you didn't have. Some other people, they ate it and they are no more the same person anymore. But grace has been seeing you through every bus stop. Grace has been seeing you through every barrier. When you see grace, you celebrate it. I have seen in the course of my pilgrimage what grace has done. And whoever can think deep will locate somewhere issues of God's grace in his life. People who complain, do you know there are those who are praying to be like you? They are not even praying to add anything. They just want to be like you. People who complain, they forget that they are a product of grace. And the grace has not expired. And the grace is still at work. And the grace is still going on with you. Like the children of Israel. They didn't pray to come out of Egypt. It was God who went and called Moses and said, go and bring them out. That's the way grace works. Grace is the one to locate you, not you locating him. That takes your effort out of it. That takes all that you think you are or can do or have out of it. Because no matter what you have, if you don't have grace, you have nothing. And then bringing them out, and with all the miracles God did to bring the children of Israel out. I don't want you to be like the children of Israel. What type of people are these? Killing firstborn and all that. And then they suddenly came to the Red Sea, and then they started complaining. And God said, okay, is it Red Sea? Don't worry. I will divide it. Pass. They pass. They have not trekked a few miles. When water finished, complain begin. And God said, okay, is it water? Take water, drink, go. They got to the a few miles again. They said, there is no food here. All this manna every day, manna every day, nothing. No meat. God said, is it meat? Okay, carry meat and begin to eat. The Bible said they were eating meat. It was coming out of their nose and coming out of them. Then they move forward a bit. Then there was still a little problem. They start complaining again. That was when God now decided that these people, they don't know how to celebrate grace. What I will do is to kill them. People who don't value grace, they die without it. If you have a child and you put your child in an international school, that's the only one I can use to describe. I don't know whether you have them here. You sold your house in VI to raise school fees and pay. And the child saw how much effort you made. The mother also went to K2 and sold house. And you put money together and carry this child and say, child, you see the effort we are making. I have 3 cars. I sold 2 so that you can go to school. Then the child got to school. And one day they are doing test. No pencil. Sack the bag and say, my mother forgot to put pencil here. My father forgot to put pencil. And then I went to staff room and said, bad father. I went and announced to teacher, see bad father. Ordinary pencil. Then one of the teachers phoned you and said, your son is complaining that they don't have there is no pencil. Then you start rushing and brought 1 dozen. I say, sorry, take. He says, all right. Then another day, they said, there's no eraser. Then he went to the gate of their school and said, bad father! Ordinary eraser! Then somebody who was passing saw him and said, then your father brought 1 dozen of eraser. Sorry. Another day, sharpener! Ordinary sharpener. Bad mother. If you continue like that and you forgot that they sold a house there to put you here. They sold another one in Kit to put you here. Your father sold 2 cars to put you here. What is eraser? What is sharpener? What is pencil? See what was done to put you here. If you continue to live like that, you know what? Your father will soon come one day and take you from there and put you in a public school. Put you in a school where when ruler caught you, use sellotape to join. That's where you belong. That's where you belong. When ruler caught you, use sellotape to join. Is it not to make straight line? That's where you belong. They'll go and put you there. See what he did to bring you to where you are. His only son, he hung that son on the cross to bring you to where you are. They disgraced him. He kept quiet. People were talking to him. You call yourself son of God. Come down and see. He remained there so that you can be saved. They put crown of thorns on his head. He remained there. Somebody even went to him on the cross and said, you save others, yourself you cannot save. Come down like this. He refused so that you can be saved. The price heaven paid and grace paid to bring you to where you are, you can only celebrate it. Let it be very clear to you. You don't have a problem that is greater than the grace can answer. What grace has done to bring you to where you are is already too much for your present encounters. If it is eraser, your father sold a house to put you there. If your teacher came to you in the exam hall and started doing like this, if you don't have the eraser, we will not let you do exam. Let the teacher send you out and let your father come. And let your father come and ask that school, how much am I owing you? You need to know that in the store of the school, there is eraser there. In the store of the school, there is sharpener there. In the store of the school, there are pencils there. We don't need to raise a dust on that. He sold a house to put you here. Celebrate grace. Don't complain anymore. Would you like to stand on your feet and say, Lord, I thank you for your grace? I'm not seeing the excitement that I need to see in this church. Say, Lord, I thank you for your grace. I celebrate grace. I'm not complaining again anymore. Your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient for me. There is nothing beyond your grace. There is nothing beyond your grace. I can only celebrate your grace. I can only thank you. We have come a long way. We have come a long way. We have come a long way. You have come a long way. With your Jesus, you have come a long way. Nothing can intimidate you anymore. Nothing should intimidate you anymore. Nothing should make you fear anymore. Everybody shout grace. Say grace. Say God's grace is sufficient for me. Open your mouth and declare it and make it a prayer.
Grace that will redeem and set me free. God's grace, 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 grace that is greater than all our sins.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Prayer number two. God will fill your life with grace today.
Amen.
Today, all your pain will disappear.
Amen.
All your shame will find a way to go.
Amen.
All your embarrassments will be taken care by grace.
Amen.
Grace will fill the area for you.
Amen.
The one you don't know, leave that one for grace. The one you don't have, leave that one for grace. Grace is sufficient for you. Grace will cover it for you. Grace will cover your shame. Grace will cover your embarrassment. Grace will cover your lack. Shout grace!
The next prayer we are going to pray. If anima, car, malu, cows, they saw a baby. And how? How? In the morning, and when they were coming back in the evening, it was the same way they came. And they got there again. In their file, they branch. How do you explain that? And the baby refused You are going to call on the whole of nature to show you grace. Raise your hand and say, Father, let the whole of America show me favor. Let the whole of Kansas City show me favor. Let the whole of Missouri show me favor. Open your mouth and pray to God. Everywhere, favor, favor, favor. Oh, Judah. Show me favor. Show me favor. I need it. Let my neighbor show me favor. Let the government of the United States of America show me favor. Let the whole land show me favor. Let everybody around show me favor. I need it, and I am very serious about it. Favor makes the difference. Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray about money. You need to have money. Not akara money, not bread money. You need good money. You do understand? There are many things small money cannot do. There are many things that small money cannot do. How many of you need money? Plenty of money. I tell you, this meeting will produce money. And I'm very serious about it. Whatever God will do for you in this meeting, He will add money. Money will be part of it. Of everything that God is going to do in this meeting, money will be part of it. You will get money. Good money. Correct money. Spread your two hands out. You are going to ask for money. The good man. The good man gave them money. And I want to talk about those who came at 9, 12, 3, 5 p.m. They got the kind of money they were not expecting. And that's the prayer I want to pray for you. The kind of money you are not expecting. The kind of money you possibly even think you don't deserve to get. Raise your hand and say, Father, give me money. Correct money. The kind of money that I don't even expect. The kind of money that can pay my bill, that can settle my debt. I need money. Good money. Correct money. Big money. Open your mouth and pray to Jesus. Jesus brought money out of the mouth of a fish.
In Jesus' name we pray. We are in a prayer conference. God will supply your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. This meeting is to take you to another financial level. The next level in your finances. I want God to give you money, the kind of money that somebody will be surprised that you have that type of money. You know how it happened on that field when this man was paying his laborers. Those who came at 6 o'clock in the morning were surprised at the kind of money those who came later were getting. I'm praying that God will give you the kind of money that people will be surprised that you are the one holding that type of money. People will be surprised that you are the one having that type of money. People will be surprised that you are the one holding that type of money. People will be surprised that you are the one spending that type of money. Everybody shouts, grace! The next prayer is this, that you will meet a man of grace. And essentially, he will be the one to find you. You know how much this takes the pressure off you. When he's the one that located you, it will take the pressure. It will take pressure out of you. Raise your hand and say, Father, let a man of grace find me. Let a man of grace meet me. Let a man of grace pay me. Open your mouth and turn to prayer. Let a man of grace pay me. In Jesus' name we pray. When you meet a man of grace, the big mountain will become a plain. I preached in a wedding. No, I think it was a funeral service. And one man there who wanted to be governor was in the service. And I didn't wait till the end. But the moment I left, the wife pursued me to the car and said, my husband said I should collect your address. We enjoyed the service. My husband wants to support your ministry. May you meet a man of grace. So the time came. I needed to buy a property next to the church. Then I started thinking, where will I meet a man that will help me? Then my mind went to this person that collected my address. Then I phoned him in Abuja. Can I come and see you, sir? He said, yes. I never know him. It was the wife who pursued me. I got to his gate in Abuja. I met soldiers. And the soldiers told me that my name is on the list of those to enter here today. So I entered.
When I met the man, he ordered all the guests that he had to go and sit outside first. That he has a very important visitor from Ilorin. Somebody that came to beg for money is an important visitor. Which important visitor? If you are important, you stay at home. So he didn't know what I came for. So he said, Pastor, he first of all asked if I would drink mineral. I said, no. If you go and sit down in that kind of place and you are drinking mineral and you came for something that is important, you are not a wise man. He said, the thing is so important like that. I said, it's a serious matter. He said, Pastor, what is it? I said, sir, there is one property next to my church, the land and house. And if I don't buy it, another person buy it and make hotel and they'll be disturbing the church. He said, Pastor, is that why you came? I said, yes. He said, how much? To call the amount, the thing hook. The thing hook for you. He said, how much? I said, sir, in Ilorin, if you want to buy land, location is what you use that would determine the price. That if you are coming from down like this, that the land is on the road. He said, Pastor, how much? I said, sir, if you see... if you see the place, the first house is down like this. The second house is here and upstairs. He said, Pastor, how much? Then I started to read Psalm 23 inside. So I summoned courage. I said, sir, the money is 4.5 million. Then said, hey, Tunde, that's the secretary. That one said, yes. I said, come, take this pastor to Ilorin and enter any bank and ask the manager to talk to me. When we got to Ilorin, we entered the nearest bank. The man introduced himself. I am the PA to Susan. So he said, I should ask you to call him. The man called that oga. The oga asked him to release 4.5 million naira to me on the counter. The thing that hook here, they gave it to me. It was as nothing. There is no problem that a man of grace cannot reduce. That's the reason why in Zechariah say, who art thou, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you become a plain. Raise your hand and say, Father, man of grace, let me meet a man of grace that will reduce the mountain to a plain ground. Open your mouth and pray to Jesus. A man of grace will not let you remain the way you are. When you meet a man of grace will shower grace upon your life, and you will never be a dry land. 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 Everybody shout grace.